At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You know, I like this song, Scrappy. You know why?
Why?
Because he's a Dolphin fan. Turn up. Hang on, just a little bit more. Keep going. Because I'm such a baby when the Dolphins make me cry.
He is a Dolphins fan.
He's a Dolphins fan. And he wrote that line referring to the Dolphins losing football games. So I appreciate that from Darius
Rucker. Wow, you guys can commiserate all together.
Yes, we have a lot of commiserating on losing. 5:01 is the time. Happy hour time here on Gwen and Chris. Padres and Brew Crew coming up tonight. Jeff Hamby will be overseeing the broadcast tonight, for those wondering. And my best guess is that probably nobody's really wondering that. But... You know, anyway.
You never know.
You never know. He'll be the board op tonight. Jesse will have the call.
He's actually a director.
Is that what they call him, a director?
Yes, director.
Jesse and Tony will have the call. Dave Marcus will be the go-between.
Yes, he'll be the director on site.
He will talk to Hamby back at the station, relay messages to Tony and Jesse. That's how all that works.
Usually, it usually starts like this. All of a sudden, I'll hear like a microphone being picked up.
And yeah.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's Dave.
Can you hear me?
Dave Marcus does have a distinctive voice, for sure. Scraby and I are here in the Bill House Studios. We know how. Padres got the win last night, 3-2. Jackson Merrill, hello. And a big two-run bomb there in the seventh to win it. Yuki Matsui got the win in relief, but a good outing for Casey Mize. And as you and I pointed out earlier, Scraby, kudos to both Sun Moon Song for an unbelievable defensive play that may have shut down like a 5-run rally.
Yeah, that was
And that's
crazy.
Not overstating it. That would have been 2 on, nobody out. And Mize would have been on the ropes.
Yeah, a millisecond earlier or later, he's off the bag.
Great play by Sun Moon Song to keep that throw there. And then Freddie Fermin ending the game with the caught stealing of the fleet-footed Brandon Lockridge, former Padre.
That's no joke. Brandon Lockridge was fast.
On that one by Freddie Fermin. And look, if that run is safe, I saw the Giant game last night against the Astros. Same thing, except for the guy stole second for the Astros. And the next batter hit like a 9-hopper over to the right side, but the second baseman was over here and he couldn't get it. It hit his glove, went into right field, tying run, scored on the ball that wasn't really hit hard, just in the right spot. So, for me, that's the throw out. You Brewers don't get a chance for a blue pit there to tie it up.
There was another play later in the game, I don't remember what inning, but Jake, he was going towards first base, and he had to like flip it with his glove, and
I gotta be honest,
just got him.
Jake is playing some great baseball since the break.
He is.
I don't know what his batting average is. It's not the same as what we've seen from Toddy and Merrill.
Are you looking for his overall batting average?
Well, just OPS type stuff since the All-Star break. I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's certainly not 162, which it was at the beginning of the year.
No, in the last, Jake is, let's say, 15 games.
All right, give me that.
It's not as good as I would have thought, but he is hitting .254, slugging's down. Let's do the last seven games. Those are better numbers. .269,
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story here.
But what we're saying is he's walked twice. He's stolen two bases in the last seven games.
Why can't you bring up, why couldn't you look up what he's done since the All-Star break? Was that too difficult?
No, I was on the wrong page.
All right. Happy Hour is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans for 20 years. The baseball season is in full swing. Swim season is also. Make sure your pool is ready. Call now, mention radio. You do that, you'll get 20% off any new service plans for 2026. You know, the
All right, I got his numbers.
Go ahead. Since the All-Star break,
Since the All-Star break, Jake is .253 batting average, .629 OPS.
Yeah, much better.
Nine walks, five RBIs, no homers, but
no homers, huh?
No.
Well, look, here's the thing with Jake. Yeah, I'm always going to stick up for him. So if you don't like him, then I can't change your mind. But I still want him on my team because Jake Cronenworth doesn't have to get a hit to help me win a game.
No, he's a winner.
I care about winning the game. I know you guys, a lot of you, and I, you know, I need those stats too for my fantasy team. But in the end, I want my guys, you know, who help me win games. Jake Cronenworth helps me win games. You know, sometimes it's 2-for-4. Sometimes he can do it 0-for-4.
I mean, that's what Jake said to us a couple years ago. He said, yeah. If I'm not right at the plate, then I'm going to try to figure out how to do something good defensively.
I got
to
figure out something. By the way, he did at least once show bunt last night. Remember somebody's got to drop a bunt down with the new third baseman?
He did.
Andrew Vaughn.
There was a couple bunts
But the Padres didn't do enough to challenge Andrew Vaughn last night. They should have done it even more. Tonight, they'll actually going against a real third baseman because David Hamilton will move back over. Bryce Terang is going to play shortstop tonight. And Jiwon Bae, former Pirate speedster, will bat ninth and play second base. Andrew Vaughn's not in the lineup tonight for the Brewers.
Brewers.
Or the Brew Crew.
Yes.
Fernando Rengifo. Has Rengifo been not in the lineup once since he like got here?
There's always one guy.
He's incredible.
It's Will Wagner or Samad Taylor.
Now it's Rengifo.
Rengifo.
I say Rengifo.
Rengifo.
I know what you say. I still say what I say.
But you're pronouncing his name wrong.
Don't care.
Well, that's messed up.
Manny Machado, Farrell. Farrell. That's a combination of France and Merrill. Farrell. Austin Hayes gets his first Padre start.
Wow.
Batting six tonight. He's got a slugging percentage of 4,000.
That's pretty good.
And an OPS of 5,000.
That's pretty good.
With the Padres.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
One at bat?
Yeah. He's got a 1,000 on base percentage and a 4,000 slugging percentage. You add them together, 5,000 OPS. Xander is back in there. We detailed Xander's struggles yesterday. Yeah. He could certainly use a big game.
He needs a big game.
And Jake's batting ninth, lefty on lefty against Kyle Harrison. All right, Sam Levitt's pregame show. By the way, if you're just tuning in and you're driving a little bit, I got really good news. A, we're still going to be on for a while, but B, on Sam Levitt's pregame show tonight, an interview he did with Jacob Mizrowski.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty interesting. I'd like to actually wouldn't mind hearing it myself right now. I know it's our show, but I don't want to steal his thunder.
No, we only got one question that we're allowed to listen to.
Oh, we can play a little preview.
Yeah, it's about he asked him about. Well, Sam's in it, so let's listen.
All right, let's hear what it is. I want to hear a little of Jacob Mizrowski.
Speaking of all stars and fellow flamethrowers, the Padres have one of them in Mason Miller. Obviously, a little bit different. You're a starter; he's a reliever. But your thoughts on Mason Miller when you watch what he does as far as velocity and command? Very similar to you, and also the level of success he's had.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to watch. You know, the guy's dominant, and you know, it's always when he comes in the game, you're like, oh gosh, here we go. Team's got to figure out a way to get something working. But no, it's cool to be, you know, kind of have a similar attitude when it goes to the mound, and you know, I'm going to go out there and pound the zone and just end the inning quick.
Before we get to what he said, why do players make it so hard on people with the interviews? What they make it so hard. You're only allowed access to the clubhouse for like 45 minutes, but they make so much noise in the background all the time.
Yeah, they don't make it easy. Well, first of all, good on Jacob Mizrowski for doing an interview.
Yeah, of course.
With the opposing guy's pregame show.
You know, Sam's interviewed some big names here this year.
And I'm sure he's asked many that you know, might have actually said no, because it does happen. Mizrowski's in demand. I would imagine everywhere he goes, somebody would like to get him for 10, 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate him doing it. Sam has a good bedside manner in terms of being able to get guys comfortable and get them to open up. But, you know, a few things about this this young man, Mizrowski. He's 24 years old, okay? That's all. He's a second-round pick out of... It's incredible, Scraby. He went to high school in Grain Valley, Missouri.
Grain Valley.
And he was drafted from a place called Crowder College in Neosho, Missouri. And that's where they found him, right? I mean, people always say, well, I got to go to USC, or I got to go to Ohio State. I got to be seen. I got to be discovered. And you don't. They will find you. If you throw like this guy, they'll find you at Crowder College in Neosho, Missouri.
Yeah, I've definitely never heard of that. What's the mascot for? I'm going to go look up Crowder College's mascot.
You don't have to. I'll look it up or see what I got. MLB draft picks who came from Crowder College.
Ooh, a Rough Rider.
He's the only one.
I was
right?
going to say, mean, how many guys?
You know who else? No, wait, here's a crazy one. Aaron Ashby, the Drewers reliever who's got 13 wins in relief, he went there too.
Wait.
Is that true?
Both
that
those guys went there?
That can't be true.
That's a really small world.
Let me look up Aaron
Ashby.
Hang on.
That's a really small world.
Yes, he did. Aaron Ashby went there too.
So is Crowder College just like a hotbed for finding baseball players?
For Milwaukee Brewers?
I guess so.
That is weird.
That is very weird.
I wonder if Aaron Ashby got like a call from one of his buddies at Crowder College and said, hey, tell the Brewers we got this guy here they might want to come take a look at.
Maybe he was the scout that brought him in.
That's weird.
That is really weird.
Yeah, I like Mizrowski now. He's good for the game. People want to see him pitch. He's got a little edge to him, but not too much for, you know, from an old guy like me where I can still appreciate him bearing down and getting guys out without showing them up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, kind of a breath of fresh air, actually, to me now. Because if anybody could show people up, it'd be him. He's blowing them up with, you know, with 104-mile-an-hour pitches.
Just over and over and over and over and
Yeah. The question I have is the same one you have out there. Will he still be doing this next June? Like, can his arm hold up? And I don't think it's because anything the Brewers are doing wrong or he. He's doing everything, right? Training, whatever, stretching, working, Brewers not overthrowing him. But that the body just can't be made to be throwing that hard that many times.
Seems
I
like
would think.
Remember in the beginning of the year he kept leaving games early, but now he's locked in.
Right, he's going 7-8 innings, no problem.
No problem.
But will he be able to keep it up? Unfortunately, we won't see him in this series, or maybe fortunately.
I was going
to
say, last
you
time.
You will get a chance to meet and hear from him, though, on Sam Levitt's pregame show. Gwynn and Chris takes a break. Fun with the NFL, because I kind of like the NFL, and it's right around the corner. Stick around.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Matt Scraby, Chris Ello, Quinn and Chris, back here in the Bill House Studios, where we know how Padres getting set for their second game against the Brew Crew tonight. That was a big win last night. I was there. I felt like everybody felt like me, where we're like, really? We're going to go with this offense again? And then, boom, Jackson Merrill, two-run shot.
They might go with that offense again tonight, but hopefully they can find a way to win it.
Yeah, I agree.
Kyle Harrison's really good. Tomorrow they got Dustin May, who completely obliterated them in a one-hit shutout earlier this year. So they got the work cut out for them the next two games.
Who we got? We got Robbie Ray.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got Walker Buehler tonight.
Yes.
And, you know, look, day off Thursday, then Cleveland is next on the...
They're no pushover.
Nobody's a pushover. Did PCA homer tonight as well? I think he did.
Man, that guy does...
I hate that guy.
That guy is...
I only mean it in the nicest, most complimentary way.
It's really annoying how good he is. I don't know where he came. He was with the Mets. Like, all of a sudden, he just figured it out.
They traded him for nobody, too. The Mets are just taking... They take endless for that.
Yeah, that's... Can you imagine PCA playing in New York? Chris just gave me the look like, no.
I mean, am I the only one that just is like had it with him? Do you think there's other people too?
Yeah, no, there are. There are.
Probably people more of my, realm
old?
Of time. Yeah,
old.
Yeah, right. My age. Old, yeah.
There's definitely people, but the only reason I really hate him is because he's so good.
Yeah, he's got a home run. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Abrams hit
and
one
I
for
passed
the,
on him in fantasy.
Abrams hit one for the Nationals. So we had that little wager on our daily gambit. They both homered tonight.
Mm-mm-mm.
Good young players, for sure. All right, give me music, Scraby. Closing out the show. We got Brewers, we got Padres, we got a Mizorowski interview, but that's all coming up in Sam Levitt's pregame show right now. Fun with the National Football League.
What?
I gotta have music for it.
There is music playing.
I don't hear it.
You gotta use your ears.
That's my fun with the National Football League music?
Well, I've already played the ESPN thing like twice today, so...
Oh. We don't have another version of anything?
There's this?
How about Monday Night Football? I don't know. All right. This is a little fun with the National Football League.
I didn't know we were going NFL three times today, or else I would have got more music, okay?
All right, give me...
Oh, here it is. Wait, this is the same thing! This is a better version, I guess.
It really doesn't matter.
I'm going to go get some more music.
Yeah, because there's a whole season coming up.
I know. I need to.
All right, I want you to right now tell me what teams have a new head coach and who they are.
Poof.
And just off the top of your head, I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong. How many teams have a new head coach this season in the National Football League? Keep in mind, there are 32 teams. How many have a new head coach?
I'm going to say five.
Five?
Yeah, five.
I named the five.
Well, one of them is Joe Brady in Buffalo.
Joe Brady is the new head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
He takes over, promoted from offensive coordinator. Now, why did Sean McDermott get let go in your mind? Because he couldn't win the big one? Or
I don't know why he got let go.
I don't get it.
Because this seems very reactionary. And remember the whole thing with the owner after the fact? It seems like the owner made a decision and just went with it, and that was it. That's all they're doing.
Sean McDermott really impressed me, by the way, on Hard Knocks. And not just because he knew he was on camera. I just like the way the guy goes about things. And I think he's a legit accountability guy, motivator, cares about his guys. It shows, man. They go out and they dominate year after year after year. And I know they haven't won the big one. But nobody wins the big one until they actually win the big one. That's just how that goes. I think Joe Brady's got a tough go this year.
He does. He does.
Like, is he going to go 13-4?
He has to take him to the playoffs, number one. He has to take him deep in the playoffs. these fans don't want anything other than a Super Bowl at this point.
Well, the good news for Joe Brady is half the fans in the new stadium won't be able to see him because they have obstructed view.
By the way, the Bills have addressed this issue. They said they're going to take care of these things one by one.
They're going to have to knock walls down. Yeah, that's
also people are very unhappy with how the video screens look because they're really small. They don't even call them Jumbotrons, the fans. They call them just Trons.
So the Bills are taking it from...
I mean, it's a $2.2 billion stadium and no one likes it.
Yeah, well, look, for $2.2 billion, you should have like scoreboard the size of, you know, SoFi or
Dallas.
Well,
SoFi was
a
$6 billion stadium.
Well, but
so,
you know what I'm going.
I do.
All right, so that's one new head coach, Joe Brady, Buffalo Bills. Give me another one.
Arizona Cardinals. I think it's Mike LaFleur.
Very good. Okay. Mike LaFleur, ex-Rams offensive coordinator, inherits a rebuilding offense, faces decisions of how to replace Kyler Murray. Maybe Carson Beck comes around.
He looked okay.
But the bottom line for Mike LaFleur, he's up against it because he's just working for one of the worst organizations in the sport.
It's
and
true.
That is challenging. He's also in a division with three really good teams already established in there.
Yep.
So I don't like his chances. But okay, so you got Joe Brady, Buffalo Bills, Mike LaFleur, Arizona Cardinals. Give me another. Can you? Do you know his name?
Jeff Hafley.
Jeff Hafley.
The only reason I know is because I saw him talk about Devon Achane today.
Previously, the D coordinator for the Packers. I told you, I've been impressed with what I've seen. Does he have any talent at all other than Devon Achane? I will say
doesn't
this.
Doesn't seem like he does.
I will say this. USA Today picked them legit 1-16.
I don't know how that can be possible.
I can't imagine they're going to be that horrible. They won 7 games last year with... Did they lose anybody other than Jaylen Waddle, which I think was a really good trade, by the way?
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, but he didn't play last year after the third game.
Still not on a team, too.
Jeff Hafley, Dolphins. Okay, you got three. You got Joe Brady, Bills. You got Mike LaFleur.
I almost forgot
you
this
one.
You
got Jeff Hafley. Who else?
I almost forgot these two because I think these are going to backfire in these teams' faces.
All right, what's first one?
Steelers.
Steelers, and it is?
Oh, gosh. Mike.
RJ Santana, maybe?
Yeah, RJ Santana. Why am I forgetting his name all of a sudden?
Yeah, because I forgot CC Sabathia's name earlier today, and I thought it was RJ Santana.
Mike McCarthy.
Yes, Mike McCarthy, Super Bowl winning coach. I still think, let's be honest, there are a lot of non-Super Bowl winning coaches I trust a lot more than Mike McCarthy.
I know, you don't like Mike McCarthy at all.
Do you?
I don't think he's as bad as you say he is.
Okay.
Because he did put together three straight 10-win seasons.
With
the Cowboys.
Yes, all of the resources.
But then he also...
Every resource you could possibly need in Dallas, and he just got whooped every time he got there.
Remember
when the
49ers won that playoff game because they ran out of time?
I don't think Mike McCarthy is it for the Steelers. Who's their quarter? Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a tough go.
All right, going over
you got
to
four. Give me one more.
The New York Giants. I think I got all six.
Well, you've only got five so far. John Harbaugh is your
fifth. John Harbaugh is the fifth.
All right, he's the most high-profile new coach, no question. Ravens. I do believe they were 4-13 last year.
Oh, man, I just thought of another one.
4-13 for the Giants. I got to believe he does, you know, just on merit better than that. And I think Malik Nabers is one of the underrated guys who missed all of last season who can make a big difference, especially for a young quarterback.
Yeah.
He's that good of a receiver. So I think that'll be okay. All right, you got five. Now, you said there was only five, but
yeah,
there's obviously
I'm thinking
more.
More. I'm thinking
all
more.
All right, give me another one.
Tennessee Titans, Robert Saleh.
Robert Saleh, your guy, former 49er coordinator. Second time, right?
Yep.
He had the Jets the first time. Did he get anywhere with the Jets?
No.
Not really.
No.
Titans, I don't know if they have a better organization or not. Brian Daboll, the former head coach, is the offensive coordinator. I don't dislike Robert Saleh. I didn't like the thing that happened. What was it last year with the who did he get into it with?
Oh, with the Liam Cohen of the Jaguars.
Yeah, that threatened to kill him, didn't he? And then he went back on it.
We've been over this a million times.
Okay, you're going to defend him because
Liam Cohen is not innocent.
He deserved to be threatened with death.
I didn't say that. Okay. I didn't say that.
All right, you got six new head coaches.
I got
you want
more.
To stop or you
no,
got another one?
I got more.
Give me
and
another
now,
one.
Now they're all coming to me.
All right, give me another one.
I saw a clip of Todd Monken of the Browns talking
Todd
today.
Todd Monken of the Browns.
A reporter tried to get him, catch him in a lie or something, and the head coach said, no, I'd never said that. You're trying to catch me in a lie.
Todd Monken, offensive coordinator from the Ravens. I just think he has no shot. Again, it's a terrible organization. I think some people are rooting for Shedeur Sanders, and the other people say, no, it's just not going to happen.
I'm rooting for Shedeur Sanders.
Does Deshaun Watson see the field? Do they really do that?
I don't know.
That's seven. You got any more? Are you calling it off there?
I do.
You got another new head coach. Who do you have?
Oh,
you have 3 minutes left, so don't go too much slow. Who do you got?
Thought of it and then it left my head.
You said five. Now you're up to seven. New NFL coaches. Give me another.
Who's the Ravens new coach?
Oh wait, no,
I'm gonna go with this. I'm gonna go Falcons. I'm gonna go Stefanski.
How could you forget our friend Kevin Stefanski now with the Falcons?
We both think he's the most overrated coach in the NFL.
He may not be that, but he's the worst two-time coach of the year in the history of football.
He's pretty bad.
He's been like 0-16, except for 2 years where he won like 9 games, and they thought, that's incredible. We'll give him coach of the year. But can he really coach?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Good luck with Tua, my friend. I've looked and squeezed. I think Mike McDaniel really did as good as you could with Tua. Don't you? Other than maybe not letting him throw down the field enough.
Well, can he?
But can he, and can he get protection?
Know. All right, I got to hurry up. Vegas,
you got two more. Can you get two more?
Vegas, I cannot remember who the guy is, but all I know he's from Seattle.
Okay.
And Ravens,
the Ravens, yeah, those are the other two.
I cannot think of the guy's name.
All right, I'm going to give him to you. Baltimore Ravens, Jesse Minter, Chargers defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
He's only the fourth coach in franchise history. Interesting. For the Ravens, the other three would be John Harbaugh, Brian Billick.
Oh, there was. I asked this one time. I don't remember the guy's name.
Who was the first one?
It was a random guy.
Ted Marchabrona? Nah, I'm throwing it out there. I think it might have been.
Ted Marchabrona?
Yeah. Original Ravens head coach. Who was it?
I'm looking. Go ahead and name the other guy.
Jesse Minter is one. I think I will say this for Jesse Minter. Of all of the new coaches, he inherits the best team, doesn't he? Or is maybe Buffalo?
Buffalo's pretty good.
Yeah, but you get Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, you're right. What do you say?
Ted Marchabrota.
Yeah, Ted Marchabrota for 3 seasons.
And then it was Billick, and then it was Harbaugh. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. They've only had 3 head coaches, or now 4.
Jesse Minter will be number 4. And then the final new head coach, you said it, Las Vegas Raiders, Clint Kubiak.
Ah.
Offensive coordinator of the Seahawks. He gets Fernando Mendoza. Who will throw his first pro touchdown pass this weekend in a preseason game, even though it won't really be.
In his mind, it could be. He's not going to play much this year, I don't think.
I don't know. Kirk Cousins is going to be... They're going to have to get him out of there. What are the Raiders even doing if they're giving time to Kirk Cousins?
I don't know.
Is that helping their future?
It's not, is it? Yeah, they're letting their future quarterback kind of... get acclimated, and I don't think that's the worst
idea. Well, no,
you
let him get acclimated, but eventually you got to go with Mendoza. I don't disagree that the Dolphins are horrible, but are they really worse than the Raiders? Like, what do the Raiders have? What do the Browns have? What do the Arizona Cardinals have?
I actually can't answer that for you.
I know, and they got the Dolphins being way worse than them. I do have one last thing, before we leave, just so everybody has a good laugh at the end of the show, Arizona Cardinals head coach Mike LaFleur is going to be saddled with one big albatross.
What's that?
Offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Are you kidding me?
I forgot about him.
Are you kidding me? What could he have said in the interview process where somebody said, yeah, that's my guy? What?
I don't know.
Maybe help?
I can't.
You can't. I know.
I can't help you.
You can't help because there's no answer for that.
There is no answer.
Sam Levitt interviewing Jacob Mizorowski and other pregame notes next. And then it's Padres Brewers. A day game tomorrow means we're on afterwards with
Notes on a Scorecard.
Everybody have a good day.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.